We are now starting the afternoon sessions of our forum. And we're delighted to start to kick off the afternoon sessions with Martin Stopford. As I was explaining to Martin, I had actually made a special request to him. I said, Martin, would you be kind to be the first speaker after lunch? Because it's the main reason people are going to come back in to listen to you. So we're delighted to have Martin with us. Thank you. He's been a great friend and supporter, and we're grateful to have him every year. Martin, thank you.
Yeah. I thought that was because I was easy to sleep through, actually. So please feel free to switch off your computers and have a nice little rest. I'm going to sort of do a fairly classic run through the markets at the moment, just because I think it's been a very long recession, this one. In fact, it does look as though it's going to break some records one way and the other. Certainly, if it sort of drags on a couple more years. But the good news is that I suppose we're past the trough. A lot of the indicators that we'll be looking at are moving in the right sort of direction, and I think that's important. You never quite know how quickly things will come out of a long cycle, but what you do know is that from the point you pass the trough, at least, you know, the business is in play, and so it's worth really paying attention to see what's going on and how you can make something out of it. The topics, I'm going to start off with a quick overview of the market. I'll run through just some bullet points to cover everything. And then I'll run through the slides. And since I've got a sort of timer here, I'll sort of, that leaves me free to rush through if I end up a bit slow, you know, dropping a bit behind schedule. But I'll do the market cycle overview, just see where we are in the cycle to the extent that it's cyclical, you know. And I mean, the trouble with shipping cycles is they're not really very neat, they're messy things. The market prices, I think, are quite interesting, actually, because there's been a few developments recently, and indeed on the way, this is probably the third very long cycle in 100 years. And on the way out of the 80s, there was a very, very active asset play market. We haven't seen that, I don't think, quite so much so far. And I think part of that is due to the fact that in the 80s, it was a much more aggressive recession. I mean, the interest rates were high, banks were under a lot of pressure, and I think there were many more foreclosures, would be my guess. I mean, there are bankers here will remember it better than I do, but it was a period where there were a lot of cheap ships forced onto the market. I think that's been quite less the case in this recession, so maybe that isn't quite where you look, but one way or the other, we are in, I think, the second half of the cycle. The demand side, I think, is, you know, is perking up nicely. Last year when I was here, it was hard to find anything much good to say. You know, everything was dragging along the bottom. There's a few positive indicators now. The supply side of the market is still there. Bless the shipyards, you know. I mean, you can't say a bad thing about them. Everyone's got to earn a living, you know. And it's not so easy nowadays. And then I'll finish off with a sort of rough supply demand chart to give you an idea of what work needs to be done in order to get out of the trough. The overview of the market, quick few topics. The first point really is that the Clarksea Index is $10,800 a day. It's still 20 or 30% below the 25-year trend, so that's not so good. The business cycle is turning up. It's picked up in the last 12 months. World industry has picked up quite nicely. And sea trade is also picking up quite nicely. We're not back to the sort of fairly hefty growth rates we had 10 years ago, but they're not bad. The China is now on a sort of reasonably steady growth trend as far as imports are concerned, about 8% a year, which is, for an importer the size of China, is not small change. And the order book for the yards is down to 9.5% of the fleet, which it's perhaps, you know, it's not bad. I mean, in a market where demand is growing at 3.5%, that's, you know, that's getting slightly more manageable. And finally, the deliveries are today 100 million tons. And looking forward, it's going to run down, the deliveries are going to run down quite fast because of the lower rate of ordering. So that's the sort of general overview. And I think you can expect a bumpy recovery over the next 3 years. That's, you know, unless something nasty happens in the world economy, we're set, you know, for basic fundamentals improvement. The cycle is, this is the Clarksea Index, which is the average of tankers, bulk carriers, container ships and gas. It's averaged $15,000 a day over the last 25 years. It's actually, I know I said in my last slide 10,008, but it's slipped down a little. And the average for the last 12 months is $9,900 a day. Actually, that's a 12-month average. That is the lowest for quite a while. You can see I've marked the bottoms at about $9,000 a day over the last 25 years, and you'll see that we've not had a very good year. It's been bumpy, we've had one or two high spikes, but the tankers have been winding down, and it's been a disappointing year from that point of view. The tankers have actually had this rather, you know, unusual spike, 2015-16. I still find it, you know, you can look at the fundamentals and they just both moved very favourably for reasons that you wouldn't have really predicted. I wasn't really expecting it. It's now wound back down again, and we'll come and have a look at the demand and supply growth in a minute. But generally, the tankers are now pretty well on the bottom again, and the bulkers, in contrast, are beginning to pick up. And I think there's no doubt about it. Seems like the dry market smells the spring a bit more than the tanker market, which is still getting over its disappointment that it wasn't out of the woods as some had hoped it would be a couple of years ago, 18 months ago. So you can see that trend there. Although the rates over the last 3 months are 40% below the long-term trend, you can see that recently over this year there has been a, you know, a nice steady strengthening of the 3 month rate, and we are up to $10,000 a day, which is not such a threatening number, especially with finance costs where they are today. I mean, anyone with a half decent balance sheet, it's not quite so worrying as it was. The container ships, these are the charter ships. I'm never quite sure how representative these numbers are. We do our best, but this has been a very miserable business, and it's still struggling to get out from under, really. They have very hard taskmasters, and the 3 month average spot rate, $7,600 a day, it's 39% below the 27-year trend, but it's a pretty aggressive, it's not been a very brilliant trend, you know. I mean, the bulker trend had this enormous boom in 2007. We've not got that here. So I think, you know, the container guys are very, you know, are still suffering a bit. And a very interesting, I mean, one of the questions is half the container fleet is being provided by third parties, and, you know, on these sort of rates, who's going to provide these ships in future? I mean, that's must be helping the big operators, because they're getting tonnage dirt cheap, you know. I mean, what happens when these guys disappear? As, you know, well, draw your own conclusions. There's been a bit of a change in the I don't know what happens to my slides sometimes. I think I've updated them. But this is the latest position. If I'd shown you this, if you looked at the chart I showed you this time last year, tankers and bulkers were both 50% below trend. They're now, as you can see here, 10 to 20% below trend. To be fair, the seven-year trend, which I'm using here, has dropped the big year 2007 to the 2008. The trend is now all in recession, so perhaps it's a less challenging trend to work against. The gas has come off. The gas was a very big growth sector last time. That's now come off. The offshore is still pretty low. The chemicals is still pretty low, and the containers is still pretty disappointing. So not a very good position there across the market generally, but as I say, it's a matter of looking at the fundamentals, and it's not just today's pain, it's tomorrow's pain that you're thinking about. On the prices front, this is the thing that just strikes me about the shipping market. This is the price of it's the tanker five-year-old price index and the bulk carrier five-year-old price index. So these are modern assets, and it goes back to 2000. And the bulkers, I think, are 97. So they've gone, that asset value has gone nowhere in 17 years. And the tankers is 107, I think. So it's a little bit above the trend. But nevertheless, you're looking at a business which for the last 20 years has been very preoccupied with asset play. And indeed, there has been lots of asset play along the way, as you can see. If you happen to have bought a ship in 2001, as Jean Richards was telling me at lunchtime she would have liked to have done, you could have made unbelievable amounts of money selling it in 2007. But over the full period, the owner of that ship's going to pay depreciation. There's no real asset improvement evaluation at all. And so that puts a slightly different spin on the nature of the game. We trade ships, not cargoes, which has been the sort of smart ship mantra for the last 25 years. Of course, you have plenty of asset play things, but you've got to be playing it like you play the cards in the casino. You've got to play that ship, keep that ship in play all the time. If you just sit on it, you're going to end up paying depreciation, and that's a very different business. Just out of fun, I thought, what's happened in the last year? If you're doing asset play, this is the list of tankers, of bulk carriers, that we published in the Clarkson Shipping Intelligence Weekly second-hand price page. And this is all the ships, and they come to, if you look on the left-hand side, the fleet is 1.399 million deadweight, and it has actually made 37% in the last year. You could have bought that fleet for less commissions, for $222 million in September last year, when we were last gathered in this forum, and you'd have been able to sell it for $303 million today. There's nothing wrong with that. 37%? How many? Well, you can work it out for yourself. Looks like about $80 million, $81.7 million. So basically it says if you're going to play assets, you've got to play it professionally. But it doesn't always work. If you had done the same thing for tankers, it's a bigger fleet, 2.4 million deadweight. It was started off worth $668 million, and it ended up worth $618 million. So you lost $50 million plus a bit of, so that's a loss of 7%. So the moral of the story there is, it's not the individual ship, it's the market that you had to pick the right one this time. And I think really, the message is that the bulker market can sniff past the bottom of the cycle. The tanker market really hasn't got there yet. It's still getting over the mini boom it had in 2015, 2016. Oh dear, I've got to get a move on. The demand side, the world industrial production has come up very nicely. When we met last year, it was like 1% growth or something like that. It's now up to close on 3.8% growth. Not bad. and it's industry that drives trade. And if you look at China, this is China's imports in million tons per annum. And we had the wobble in a couple of years ago, but it's come back and it's on a very nice growth trend here, which is working out on a year-on-year basis as 8%. And, you know, China, if you can get China growing at 8%, that soaks up tonnage surplus, which is quite good. And, in fact, the annual increase over the last 3 years is 87 million tons per annum increase, which, you know, it's about 12 million tons of ships in round numbers. So China is still very much helping the market to move forwards. The sea trade, which was very disappointing in 2015, and a little bit better, 2.7% growth in 2016. This year, I think, looks like it's going to be about 3.7%. So the sea trade is growing roughly in line with industrial production, which is quite good. The dry bulk is actually doing better than the tankers this year, as you can see from this chart. One of the reasons the tankers did so well, 15, 16, is they had very, very good growth. This year, not so good growth, but the bulkers are having a good year, and I'm sure that's what's been helping. You know, the Capes have had a nice little blip the last week, and it's helped to, you know, keep people a little bit optimistic about asset prices. Supply side of the market, the shipbuilders, well, the investment was very, very low last year. It was really, and in fact, about half of the investment in value was in cruise ships, which absolutely delighted the European shipbuilders, who got half, you know, they took half the market share last year. I can't tell you how pleased they were. And when you look at some of the ships they're building, I mean, this is real shipbuilding. Harmony of the Seas is a fabulous ship, you know. You see that the order book is winding down now as a result of 2 years when we've had 30, 40 million tons of orders against 100 million tons of deliveries. So I think probably we're going to be down to 60, 70 million tons of deliveries in a couple of years' time. And that's not so far from the underlying level that you need to replace old ships and keep the fleet growing. So that's, you know, that's a fundamental that's moving in the right direction. We've waited a long time for this to happen, as you can see. You know, the problem for anyone doing forecasts during, you look at that peak of tonnage in 11, 12, 13, you know, what are you supposed to say to people? The ship's flooding into the market. They want to hear a good forecast. What can you say to them? You know, there isn't anything good to say. Your market's, you know, it's like finding something good to say to somebody with prime real estate in Florida. You know, it's, well, you know, it is the biggest hurricane ever. I mean, what sort of experience is that? You know, you can tell your grandchildren if you're not dead. In terms of the order book, it's coming down really quite nicely. The bulkers are the lowest since 2002, and I well remember 2002. It was when 2002 was when Capes were earning $6,000 a day, and I can remember having lunch with an owner, and he said, "What's the market going to do next year?" And I thought, "Okay, I'll take a big risk here." And I said, "Capes will do $13,000 a day next autumn," you know. And of course, they're up to 40,000 or something, and then they went up and up and up. So I think you know, these sort of numbers are worth seeing. Demolition is down a little bit, but not much. We've got a nice steady flow of 30 to 35 million tons of ships out of the market each year. And if we're getting down away from the 100 million tons deliveries, then this is, you know, this is good news. The fleet itself, the growth rate is shown by the dotted red line here on the right-hand axis. The size of the fleet itself is on the left-hand axis, and it's in million deadweight. that growth rate, in 2000 and at the peak in 2010, it was up at nearly 9-10%, like 3 or 4 times the growth of demand. Today it's nudging 2% growth, so that's very helpful. And the order book, there's a lot of LNG on order, a bit of bulkers, a bit of tankers, generally speaking, a slightly more realistic order book in a world where demand is growing at 3-5% per annum. The shipbuilding industry is still there. So, there is always the risk out there that people decide they can't get the second-hand ships. And I think that is the problem. I mean, I was doing this sort of pitch on Supermaxes last year in November, and I said, Supermax, great, has to be a great buy. And someone came up to me afterwards and said, if you can get me one, get it, but I can't get one. And of course, the problem is always liquidity. It's all very well predicting that a market's good, but I'm not sure how much liquidity there really is in the second-hand market now, which always means you're vulnerable to people going to the shipyards, help your friendly shipyard. And they still have got quite a bit of capacity out there, and these big yards can book orders if they're there at anything like halfway decent prices. So you must always be a little bit careful about the supply side. Balance of supply demand. Well, I mean, I run the numbers. They're not very dramatic. The blue bars show the percentage surplus, which is heading down from about 18 to 19% surplus to something approaching 15%, 12, maybe 13% surplus. That's not really enough to get you into a strong market. I think what we learnt in the 90s was you need to get rid of all of that to get a really exciting market, because once the rates go up from a period of time, then the ships crawl out of the woodwork. Although, strangely enough, they didn't so much with the tankers in the last boom. So maybe perhaps that's something to think about. But generally speaking, the surplus is set to go down a fair bit in the next year or two, and that ought to be helpful. And so really, on that note, yes, I'm finished. And I've finished on time, I believe. So that's all I've got to say. If I sounded outrageously optimistic, it's not my fault. I mean, you've got to be optimistic. You get one sweet spot to be optimistic in 20 years of shipping markets. And so there you go. Thank you very much for your attention.